logically speaking, but we're back up and probably up to stay. So the next several shows should happen, barring more fucked up stuff after another storm or something like that. However, we'll be optimistic and say that the Reverend is in, is back to stay, and we're starting tonight with the theme, George W. Bush's unbirthday special, since it was the Grand Supreme Moron's birthday this past Tuesday. And we'll also finish the Reagan Anti-Memorial series, since we haven't been able to do that for a couple of weeks. There's about two more of those left to go. Some birthdays, all kinds of stuff to catch up on, and a whole lot of tunes and humor. Some birthdays by popular demand. Nurse Ratchet will be in the house. And a lot of new stuff, sent to the Reverend in the last couple of weeks. A brand new release by Bad Religion. The brand new Beastie Boys release. We'll hear a couple from that. Brand new release by Rene Bryant's band in L.A. called All or Nothing HC. All of which you'll hear here first for the first time. We'll play Israelvis, the Dildo Brothers. Hopefully all this stuff will fit in our time slot. At Radio Volta, there'll be a show immediately afterwards at 11 o'clock sharp. The other outlets, I have no idea. However, play plenty of tunes. We'll do Asshole of the Week and catch up on some things, some birthdays, all kinds of great news in the world and in the Reverend's world. So we'll be in a festive celebration kind of mode, even though we're not celebrating the Moron Bush's birthday, but mourning it. We'll have a lot of fun doing it and have some good laughs. Hello, new listeners, and hello, listeners worldwide and on all four outlets. We're going to start with a track from the brand new Bad Religion release entitled The Empire Strikes First. And I hope the lyrics can come in okay, because musically and lyrically the song is great, especially lyrically. And it's about a person after being deprogrammed from not only the political and ideological shit shut down the throat from day one, but more emphatically all of the religious programming from birth that was force-fed to the individual. And after losing all of that and being deprogrammed, this song is entitled Atheist Peace.
I don't remember anymore, only temporary reprieve. is found in the relentless pursuit of these cold-blooded killers. The front of the new war is here in America. We're fighting a war against evil.
tank of a roof multiplication, a nicotine wish, and a Columbus decanter. Retrenchment and hoggishness. The aristocrat choir sings, what's the ruckus? The haves have not a clue. The immenseness of suffering and the odd negotiation, the rarity with onion skin plausibility of life and a keyboard reaffirmation.
Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way through the city. Blackout weaves its way.
Ask me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over. To the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas. Believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Can hear them hate, but the habit that's right never.
in Flint, not in Mexico.
Selling up, what better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever? We need unity now more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia sits in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
You heard All or Nothing HC doing Kindness for Weakness from their brand new release, What Doesn't Kill You, from Renee Bryant's great On the Rag record label, ontherag.net. Before All or Nothing HC, you heard Carpet Bombers for Peace doing Allah Save Queens. Pearl Jam did Bush Ligger from the Riot Act CD. Ministry did No W from the Rock Against Bush compilation, and started off with Bad Religion doing Atheist Peace. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, and relay broadcast live at atheistnetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday mornings, when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia, and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. After tonight's W. Bush unbirthday special, we'll do part two of the Reagan anti-memorial, even though some time has gone by and we missed a couple weeks. That's a theme worth finishing, and we'll also keep it fun and funny and throw in some other stuff, because there's all kinds of new music coming to Reverend's way and some new finds from the past as well. And when we're done the Reagan series, we will go back to the planned themes from before, which includes recovery for propagandists, and we'll have a good laugh at higher delusional powers and 12-steppy NAAA, everything is an addiction kind of propaganda and religion pushing and monopoly on models of recovery. That will be called Recovery for Propagandists, and we'll try to reprogram and rehabilitate them. Pubic property. We will discuss sexual puritanism and repression, and ooh, why do you have to broadcast like that? From all walks of life, liberal and conservative, the left and the right, the Reverend Falwell clones, and the women's studies programs. And seeking your input and ideas for the pubic property special. Another future theme, three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, and that'll be all comedy. And we will be featuring Entertaining the Troops and Hot Off the Streets correspondence from the streets of New York City during the protests outside the Republican Convention in New York City with special correspondent, the Pie Man from pieman.org. And that alone will be interesting to hear what he has to say. Hopefully he'll be coherent. And we have some future guests coming too. We have Darren, otherwise known as Deicide, no relation to a commercial band, a former member of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, who were past live guests on the show. Darren, alias Deicide, is going to be on the show September 12th, and really looking forward to that. And you can check out his website, DarrenDeicide.com, for the latest news from Darren's world. Possible live guests, LaSara Firefox from the Yahoo group called Sexy Mama, and we'll talk about her writings, her work, her workshops, her sexual attitudes, which are, I would say, very original, and also her brilliant analysis of the world condition. The same with also potential live guest and past live guest, Laura Riskell, author of the forthcoming book, The Top 10 Sex Myths That Screw America. Possible live appearances from Cindy Wildflower from wildflowerdesire.com, and possible wedding, if they're still going to get married on this show, she and her honey. Maybe Jennifer Hunter, who visited recently but could not get on the show anyway because the system was down. From jenniferhunterconsulting.com, her on landline and telephone domination service. And Barbara Nitke, longtime writer and photographer and erotic photographer and S&M photographer, recently in Philadelphia for a book signing of her new book and some other appearances and workshops. From Barbara Nitke, N-I-T-K-E, BarbaraNitke.com. And we did get to talk on the phone, but we couldn't get it together to do the show together tonight because she had to leave after last night's gig and head back home to beautiful New York. So it's uncertain when that will be, but she's going to do some kind of appearance in Philadelphia and make an extra effort to stay through Sunday night so she can do this show. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. But in the immediate future, the Reagan anti-memorials and the coverage of the conventions. And tonight, we're going to uncelebrate the birthday of one of the biggest fucking morons in the Western world. One of the ultimate of corrupt fools in the history of American government. One of the most embarrassing public speakers and piss poor impersonators of Forrest Gump. A laughable buffoon on the television screen. A total fucking idiot. A massacrist of civilians and war criminal who should be on trial before the world for his crimes against humanity. A friend of recently arrested ultimate criminal of the nation, corporate crook and former CEO of Enron, Kenneth Lay. Personal friend of Kenneth Lay. A big backer behind Daddy Bush and his idiot sons, governor campaigns and presidential campaigns. One of the most divisive figures in the world today, and one of the ultimate in creating tensions between this nation and other nations throughout the world. And one of the most theocratic influenced leaders of the world, who makes the Taliban and Al-Qaeda proud with his women and abortion hostile policies, his homophobic policies, his racist policies, his blending of church and state, and his public pronouncements about delusions of seeing angels and hearing divine voices that are not there. One of the most pathetic of the human species. And we're going to uncelebrate his birthday, which was July 6th, but we're going to celebrate his imminent fall, which seems closer and closer to becoming a reality. And we're going to celebrate all that is giving that fall a little extra push. And one of the better contributors to giving W. Moron Bush an extra push into the trash landfill dug out by his father and Ronald Caligula, destroy the fucking American environment, Reagan, is the new Michael Moore film, Fahrenheit 9/11. And I don't even think it's good enough to say go out and see it. I would say make every effort to get as many people as possible out there, and not just the choir, but everybody, the people who say, but I love the W and I want his picture on my desk. He's so friendly to social services, and he's so warm and fuzzy. Take that person, and the family member, and the goof down the street, Everybody, get the word out. Everybody needs to see Fahrenheit 9/11. And it is a significant, tangible contributor to the exposing and consequent downfall of W. Moron Bush, as well as the increasingly scandalous, possibly robotic Vice President Dickless Cheney, possibly facing indictment, obvious war profiteer and corporate criminal, whose Halliburton Corporation has the rebuilding contracts in Iraq, is the person who seeks to profit when he wants to draft people to protect his business interests and die for his lies. The same Dickless Cheney who invited Enron's Ken Lay to co-author the Bush regime's energy policy, as well as other exposures that are leading to the downfall of W. Bush, the repression of the Patriot Act authored by Bin Laden's closet lover and a 69 participant and fellow theocratic, holy dictatorship-oriented Attorney General John Ayatollah Asscrack Ashcroft. Bush is on his way down. We're going to give you some hilarious websites to peruse, cover some news, celebrate all that is worth celebrating, including his imminent fall, and of course lots of tunes, and I want to get back to them because, as you know, the Reverend gets sick of talking very quickly. Some birthdays since the last show. A happy birthday to Bill Baird of the Pro-Choice League, and they really need and deserve a few bucks, even five, from ProChoiceLeg.com. Bill Baird on the front lines of birth control and abortion rights and lifestyle freedom for 40 years nonstop. Happy belated birthday to Sister Anne Marie from the Reverend's professional life, and even better, congratulations on getting a new and better job in a humane environment in the social work profession and for escaping an abusive and piss-poor environment. Congratulations and love to you. And hello to the people from the Sister Anne, the St. Anne party train. It was fun. Happy belated birthday to Ron Kovic, author and subject of Born on the 4th of July, whom the Reverend met at a demonstration, I won't say how long ago, but definitely a genuine and great person, hopefully still doing well, and hopefully having a blast on his birthday, which was last July 4th. And we have a birth, and hopefully there's so much music just piled up in here, and I don't know how much I'm going to have time for, but hopefully we'll even have a song for the newborn, for Sister Pamela, for baby Madison, and all kinds of great shit. I'll give you some web links, and I'll play some tunes. You're still hearing All or Nothing HC, the Friends of the Reverend from Los Angeles, from their brand new CD, What Doesn't Kill You, from ontherag.net. And if you want to see the George Bush / Big Brother for President website, and it is hilarious, and you'll want to send the links to everybody, go to gwbush04.com, gwbush04.com, and keep it funnier, bush-zombiereagan.com, and you'll want to send this to your friends too. bush-zombiereagan.com. The Alzheimer's brothers. And if you want to check out the website for the people who are fighting an onslaught of anti-abortion assholes in Columbus, Ohio, led by Operation Save America, led by a Taliban wannabe named Flip Benham, the Reverend Flip Benham. Taliban wannabe, longtime hardcore harasser of women, and also a recipient of funds from the Curves fitness chain. Check out Les Resistance at theanswerisno.org. And if you're going anywhere near Ohio, or if you're from there, or if you're going anywhere near there in the near future, contact these people through the website, theanswerisno.org, and lend a hand in fending off the onslaught of some of the more sick and reprehensible of anti-choice harassers and terrorists. I knew there was another funny site somewhere. And of course, as always, whitehouse.org and their hilarious memorial link for Ronald Caligula, war criminal, destroyer of the environment, Reagan. Okay. One more link to peruse before I play some tunes. While you're listening to music, IraqRevenueWatch.org. And for Fahrenheit 9/11, MichaelMoore.com. There is a new song. I'll wait for that one to tell you about the Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis song that was supposed to be mailed to me in time for tonight, but you'll have to get that during the Reagan memorial, anti-memorial. And, of course, the hilariously titled and worthwhile website, John Kerry is a douchebag, but I'm voting for him anyway.com. And there's no apostrophe in I'm. Let's play a song from the soundtrack to The Harder They Come. If this turntable from Fred Flintstone will deem worthwhile to work for us today. This is from a film. If you've never seen it, it's called The Harder They Come. Every song is great. The entire soundtrack is great by a number of artists. It's all reggae. It's filmed entirely in Jamaica. And we're going to sing a song for all book burners out there who are willing participants and contributors to the downfall of W. Moron Bush. The people who refuse to say, you can't change anything. It's inevitable that he's going to stay. Just like the coup and stolen election. You can't make a difference. You can't change anything. You can't stop the mighty Bush regime or the direction and tide of repression. Nobody can have any impact on anything. If you refuse to say that and you are ready to raise some hell, or at the very least, forward some killer links and spread the word and spread Bush jokes and do something, anything, to further the energy. This song is for you by Jimmy Cliff. You can get it if you really want. Lord, make this machine work. We need a miracle. What's happening? All right, not funny, Lord. We need a miracle. We have no turntable tonight. Alright, we had power. Alright, we're not gonna play any reggae. This was working before. Alright. Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble were just joking with the Reverend when they said, we're gonna fix this thing. Oh, are you working?
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want.
Can I hear this?
You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. You must bear. Win and lose, you've got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it, the harder they seem now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You succeed at last. I know it.
Listen.
Rome was not built in a day. Opposition will come your way. But the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Now you can get it if you really want. You can get it. Try and try. You'll succeed at last.
Number, well, you know about Uncle Sam's Operation Intercept. They hung up 500,000 tourists for about a week or so, and then they scored 3 joints. Big deal. This next one always was and still is dedicated to Uncle Sam. Thank you.
Okay, don't play that yet. somebody wants to make a special dedication, send her in. Is Nurse Ratched here?
Alright. Come on in.
Good evening. This is Nurse Ratched, and I'm steaming mad. I am boiling at the resignation of St. Anne, and I will get her and her little dog too. I hate the fucking humanitarians in social services. Those fucking pansy bleeding hearts. I hate the fucking poor, the homeless, the drug addicted, the mentally ill, the people with HIV or hepatitis, the people who need social programs or food stamps. I hate them all. And I'm after Sister Anne. How dare she leave? How dare she party? How dare she smile? How dare she hug everybody? I'm not through. And now I'm going to play a very special song entitled Destination Meltdown.
Like me.
car, blew out your system.
To the point where they are talking about using torture as a possible means of extracting information. Even liberals like Alan Dershowitz, who said that it would be irresponsible not to consider the possibility of using torture to extract information. And I thought about it, you know, I think for Kenneth Lay, yeah. Now, I was at the Republican and Democratic conventions, and at the Republican convention, Dick Cheney said that whenever we think of Al Gore, we'll think of Bill Clinton. The implication, of course, was that the two of them had a threesome with Monica Lewinsky. And the one who believed it most was Al Gore. What happened was that Bush campaigned on that whole image. You know, we're going to put honor and dignity back into the White House. You know, and everybody knew what the implication was. So Bush didn't get a blowjob in the Oval Room, but he did get a lousy lay in the White House. And so I have Schadenfreude about this whole thing. There's a German word, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude. 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 And it means shadow joy, which is the name of a stripper I once met. But it means taking pleasure in someone else's misery. And all during the past few months, I've had a few Schadenfreude attacks. I pronounce it that way because I need a mnemonic device to remember it, and so I think of Sigmund Freud with a lampshade stuck in his stomach. So I had my first Schadenfreude attack when they canceled the Emmys. That was a good one, you know. Oh. And then they did it again. But for Enron, it's just one constant Schadenfreude. Oh. I mean, you know, that company was originally called Enteron, which literally meant intestines. So they, true, that's true, but they shortened it to Enron, which means shit on all your employees. And then, of course, came Pretzelgate. And then a lot of speculation about that. The theory that I think is the most close to reality is that Bush was eating his pretzels and his two dogs knocked over the beer. But when Dick Cheney was in his cave playing pinochle with Osama bin Laden, where the two caves met, he heard the news. They have a dish there. He gets good TV reception. And he saw the first report that Bush had choked and passed out. And if this were a little more permanent, he might well become the president. He was the successor. So Cheney got so excited that he had a heart attack. See, Alanis, that's ironic.
Countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting on Normandy that day for the right to drive a Hyundai. I refuse to live that way, and I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103, and I'll gladly park so close to you when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. But hey, I'll get there alive. So don't pester me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And you won't catch me in Starbucks if I need a drink or snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with a Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. I'd gladly go and fight Saddam. He'd lose a war with me. You'll be stuck in mud when he sends his gun, but not my SUV.
Right through your brain when you hear this saying to be right as rain.
All right.
If you want to know the real deal about the three, we're going to take it with triple trouble, y'all. We're going to beat you off the screen. Check it out. Because I'm a specializer, prime advisor. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see. Come on. And you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Because I'm not looking cheap, don't want for nobody.
enough beats to drive you insane. Enough moves to make your neck crane. Enough skills to make the bombs ingrained. Enough feet to leave you in pain. Enough style that you can't defame.
You see a walk, I like Jabba the Hutt. The style so new, y'all be like, what? Street party out like a wolf before. But you still at will that I know you want. On the hot day, with the ice top day. Keep it here, so like Wiley.
Captivating
and devastating.
If you
wanna know
the real deal about the three, well let me tell you, we're triple chopping y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Chicken tikka, masala, at a gala event. I represent that stupid, that's for sure. You'd be like, oh yeah, Adam, real mature.
I'm like a lettuce, tomatoes, and monster on by. Oh, Miss G's gonna make me cry. New dog gets thunder, throw the dome. Don't even get me started on this microphone.
I'm blowing up, like my name is Joe Bazooka. I'm a super duper MC party pooper. On attack so sick, and make you feel all queasy. Make you do like Fred Stegall.
It's tight when it comes to panache. I can't be beat. I got the most style from below 14th Street. International and known as the Keebler Elf. I can't keep a catalog up on the shelf. You know I splash on beats like sauce on spaghetti. Putting empties out of business like they crazy, yeah.
Okay, you heard two songs from the brand new Beastie Boys release entitled To the Five Boroughs, and this is highly recommended. The two tracks you heard were Triple Trouble and Shazam. Before that, Capital Steps did God Bless My SUV. Paul Krasner did Enron Blues from his comedy CD Irony Lives. Slunt did The Best Thing. Joker 5 Speed did Destination Meltdown. The Sex Slaves did 2 AM. Steppenwolf did Don't Step on the Grass, Sam. And started off with a song you hopefully heard through our technological Disneyland by Jimmy Cliff, entitled You Can Get It If You Really Want. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is the George W. Bush Unbirthday Special, and we are celebrating his crash and burn fall with the exposing of things we've been saying all along that has been coming out now in Fahrenheit 9/11 and all kinds of books and websites and information that has been freeing itself from the monopolistic grip and Bush ass-kissing from the corporate media. And in Philadelphia, you can check out independent media at philly.imc.org. And speaking of independent media, there is something that was right in front of me, but now is not. There is an article in a free publication called Philadelphia Weekly that comes out weekly and is for free. And there's an article about an undercovered court case and victory. There are a lot of articles and things about the Stern case and other censorship cases and FCC repression and the bust of Extreme Associates video company. What's not covered is a victorious fight against the FCC from my very own local Prometheus Radio Project that is kind of a, I'm not sure if it's a sibling or cousins of Radio Volta, but we kind of overlap a lot. And there was a good article about that case. It was an article that absolutely blew me away, and it was all I could do to fight the urge to just read the whole article in the air, but I'm going to spare you. But strongly recommend going to this website and reading Clearing the Airwaves about fighting against the FCC, who are total hoes, and not in a good and hard-working way, but total hoes for the clear channels and the infinities of the world. Total hoes for the corporate media monopolists. And an article about the fight against that is at philadelphiaweekly.com. And then in the media section, Clearing the Airwaves. And that is worth reading from beginning to end. Tonight is the George W. Moron Bush un-birthday special. And we're not only celebrating his downfall and the exposing and the release of information that has been said in independent media circles all along, but we're going to take with us a couple of lessons. Lessons of the dumb fucking idiot. And later on we'll get into the birthday messages that were sent to W. Moron Bush. The lessons of the dumb fucking idiot are that the Bush regime represents the ultimate criminals, the ultimate murderers, worse than the media villain of the month, worse than the psycho who killed 10 people, even though that person is an asshole, worse than arguably any living person alive today, since Reagan is now dead, the biggest war criminal civilian massacrist, blood-soaked, law-breaking, corporate criminal, reprehensible, inhumane, unfeeling sociopath on the planet. And since we've learned lessons about the sociopathic tendencies of the pillars of church and state, what that means is we can free ourselves to say, I can make a difference. I am an appropriate person to fight and make a difference. I will not be caught up in all these weird-ass trips like the professional growth and personal growth seminar. It's all good stuff, but not something to get locked into exclusively. I'm just going to get caught up in my own stuff and my own baggage. I am an appropriate person to make a difference, to heal myself and the world at large, to have fun and humor and music and pleasure and good times and warm and positive moments and connections in the process, break new ground, and fight like hell to make a difference. And that is to come on this show as well. We're going to have a special series I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show. Before Election Day, we're going to have at least two parts of a special I started planning with the coffee goddesses this morning while sucking down Greek coffee and kind of buzzy. The Lick Bush in 04 series, it may be simultaneous with the Republican convention in August, but we'll see if it's ready by then. And give that little push, that little further push for the fall of Bush. We'll see that statue, similar to the Hussein statue. We'll see the Bush statue, and if there isn't one, we'll invent one and then knock it down. Other movies in the movie news. The Morning After, still in theaters and recommended. New in theaters, but only in like the more independent and artsy ones, but recommended. The Control Room, The Corporation, and that's really good. That's like Fahrenheit 9/11. And Closer to Coming Out, now entirely casted, and should be done any day. Heart of the Beholder, and that's online at beholder.com, and I just know that's going to be great as well. And do I ever steer you wrong when it comes to movies? In addition to Enron scum and close ally of Bush, Ken Lay's arrest, there has been more corporate crime in the news. The Riggis crime family, similar to the Bush crime family, it spans at least two generations. And they are the owners of the repulsive Adelphia Cable Systems Company. And they were also the censors of the Dr. Susan Block show in the L.A. and Hollywood area. Well, they were busted, I guess, a year ago, and they are convicted. Convicted corporate criminals. So the Dr. Susie and Reverend Bookburn curse strikes yet again, still batting 1,000. And news and info at Dr. Susie's site, which is Dr. Susan Block, DR, SusanBlock.com. Dr. Susie, the anti-Dr. Laura, and host of spectacular audio and video streaming show that is uncensored on the web and a censored version on the LA and Hollywood area cable systems. Radio Susie, and the Reverend was a live guest that is archived at the show's past link at Dr. Susie's site from November 2002. And she's had a plethora of great shows lately, including a 4th of July special, including a past guest from SDS, all kinds of erotic entertainment stars and authors, and some fascinating people, as well as some not as fascinating people, but still cool guests. And the biography of Larry Flynn is now out and is worthwhile. It is worthwhile. It is entitled Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth by Larry Flynn, and it covers not just all the moral hypocrites and family values and Christian supremacists that were exposed during the Clinton impeachment trial, but also the Bush abortion story from the early 70s, actually before the 73 decision, Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. And Flynn is the person who did out that story, and it's in the book, Sex, Lies, and Politics, The Naked Truth by Larry Flynn. And that story has to come out because he is Mr. Anti-Choice, Mr. Bush. he's Mr. Anti-Choice, and that is a story that deserves to come out. And we'll do a show and dedicate it to the woman who aborted the fetus that was co-manufactured by George W. Moron Bush for not passing on the genes any further than have already been passed along, like whatever the names of those two little alcoholics that are now traipsing behind him on the campaign trail. And in fact, we'll dedicate the Reverend Book Byrne Fetus Cookbook to the woman who aborted the fetus and refused to pass on his genes. It's a little closer to completion. The Reverend believes that a part of why abortion is such a controversial and hot-button issue is because anti-choice people, quite obviously from their posters, do not know how to cook when you see all these undercooked fetuses on their posters. So, the Reverend's Fetal Cookbook will teach them how to properly cook a fetus, and my personal preference is with those sauces people commonly put on ribs and special dishes like that. But the Fetus Cookbook will bridge together the two sides and help heal thy nation, and it will be dedicated to the woman who aborted Bush's fetus, because she deserves it, and you can now contribute to the book, which just means send your recipes of how you think a fetus should be cooked. Oh, really running out of time. Let's see, couple of links and then play some more tunes. Let's see, an Insurgent music link at insurgentjg.com. Okay, if you want a copy of the song before I get my copy and play it directly to you, Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis, which is a classic by Eric Schwartz, go to Eric Schwartz, Eric, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z, ericschwartz.com. And at his site is, in fact, the song, Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis. Some great articles, one by Greg Palast on after the arrest of Enron CEO Kenneth Lay. Give it back, George, the Lay loot that bought the White House. Bush and Republicans should give up ill-gotten gains. By Greg Palast at Greg Palast, Greg P-A-L-A-S-T, .com, as well as this article, California Got Laid. And Book Burner from Canada mentioned a book or video, I think video, about Ronald Caligula Raygood, and that the Reverend never heard of, entitled Bumbletown, The Life and Times of Ronald Reagan. And I think it's findable on eBay, but you'll hear about it here when I get this copy. When I get a copy of that and can provide it for you. Supposedly, it is really funny. Bumbletown, The Life and Times of Ronald Reagan, who was just as much of a fuckhead as Bush. He's the one who talked about tree pollution, ketchup being an appropriate vegetable for school lunches, why it was necessary to cut welfare, and why it was great to escalate the arms race, destroy the economy and the ecosystem, etc. He spoke probably equally as stupid. Let's see, and we'll read more of his quotes, too, in part two of the Anti-Memorial. Send your fetus cookbook ideas, your fetal recipes to Reverend Book Byrne at quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. All right, and more good news. Dickless Cheney was booed at the New York Yankees fan. Hello, New Yorkers, and thank you for booing Dickless Cheney, who was at the game when they showed his big robot face on that giant screen. Okay, the Reverend is happy to report that the media orchestrated brouhaha around the death of Ronald mass murderer Reagan came pretty quickly to a halt. A lot of the instant magazines and books did not do that well. Thank you, the prankster who writes to the Reverend who said I turned that shit upside down or put it behind Man Magazine. And other hilarious stories that your stories most entertained the Reverend. And, well, let's shatter one of the media myths. When they say everybody was mourning Reagan, let's add to our Free Clues for Americans series. A handful of fucking tourists in Bermuda shorts is not everybody, okay? But more on that next week. And, oh, there's like 5 pages of shit. I'm skipping almost all of this. Let's see, good news. The New Jersey legislature of Camden, New Jersey, has finally, after years of being shot down by shitheads, approved of a needle exchange program that, of course, has been proven effective for over 10 years as a means of reducing the number of transmissions of HIV and hepatitis, which is most commonly spread through dirty needles. So, despite the fact that a couple of assholes fought tooth and nail against it, Camden, New Jersey has finally passed a needle exchange program. And you heard it here first years ago. The corrupt mayorship of our own mayor of Philadelphia, John Street, has finally come out. His corrupt friends, his idea of the word community, which means a dozen or two of his friends who get appointed to places they have no clue about, their corruption and scandal has made headlines, and we'll cover that, and we'll just say that it isn't karma, if you believe in such a thing, for the fucked up stadium deal or any number of other things that people have said it is. It is his karma for fucking with the AIDS services system of Philadelphia, cutting programs, donating, or shifting the money, rather, to the faith-based organizations run by his clergy friends, and similar bullshit, and licking Bush's ass a couple of July 4ths ago, seeking some of W. Warren Bush's Taliban faith-based initiative dollars. Alright, rushing through this. Hate doing that. Oh, there is one more thing, and then we'll play some tunes and do Asshole of the Week before running out of time. And there'll be no overtime on any of the outlets tonight. Another act of terrorism has occurred in America, but you won't hear about it because it was perpetrated by white Christian terrorists. Obviously, they're okay in the mind of the Bush regime and Thomas S. White Bridge and the Fatherland Security bozos. No problem. But an abortion clinic in Lake Worth, Florida, was firebombed since the last show. No big deal to the Lake Worth, Florida Police Department. No big deal to the Department of Fire, Tobacco, and Alcohol. No big deal to the Fatherland Security buffoons. No big deal to Attorney General Ayatollah Ashcraft. No big deal to the FBI. No big deal to the Bush regime that only uses words like terrorism when it is to push their agenda. You are falling, W. Moron Bush. And when we come back, we'll do the birthday messages that were sent in specially to the show for the bad impersonator of Forrest Gump on the occasion of his birthday. We're going to try our luck with this turntable and go back to 1978, the Sesame Street Fever release. This looked like the same as the record cover for Saturday Night Fever. Sesame Street Fever, this song is entitled Trash. Lord. please make this thing work.
His TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in, they kept the pretzel all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, "I'm innocent. My story
you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him his best wishes and send him on his way. The pretzel got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up, the rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist, send them to Guantanamo Bay. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. The pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way.
Okay.
Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat. But the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good.
You should.
So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him the best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way.
There's an island way out in the sea, where the babies, they all grow on trees. And it's jolly good fun to swing in the sun, but you gotta watch out if you sneeze, sneeze. Gotta watch out if you sneeze. Yeah, you gotta watch out if you sneeze, for swinging up there in the breeze. You're liable to cough, you might very well fall off and tumble down, flop on your knees, knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. And when the stormy winds wail and the breezes blow high in a gale, there's a curious dropping and flopping and plopping. The fat little baby's just hail, hail. Fat little baby's just hail. And the babies lie there in a pile, and the grown-ups they come after a while. And they always pass by all the babies that cry. Take only babies that smile. Take only babies that smile, even triplets and twins if they'll smile.
Where are the packages? Is it so hard to find? Closed your mind. Whatever happened to your love? Wish I understood. It used to be so nice, so good. So when you near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS. The love you gave me, nothing else could save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on? When you're gone, though I try, how can I carry on? You seem so far away, then you are standing here.
Terra, traitor. Deep or terrible, yeah, the current dictator. Deep or twisted, yeah, the deep or truth. And yeah, the deep or the tornado that they just sent loose. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas. Turn the world into one big Texas.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups. Sunday, July 11th, 2004 at MediaVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Leon Holmes. Another Bush regime Taliban wannabe nominee for the U.S. District Court, specifically from the Eastern District of Arkansas, famous for his anti-abortion decisions and quotes, as well as his infamous quote about how women who are impregnated by rape is extremely rare, and therefore abortion does not need to be legal for them either. And the same Leon Holmes who defended an anti-abortion terrorist who harassed a doctor at his own home and clinic. Leon Holmes, inappropriate person for the judiciary, and runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And the second runner-up is New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey, the last holdout in the opposition of the life-saving needle exchange program of Camden, New Jersey. A person in denial of science, fact, and reality. Perpetrator of hysteria, lies, and bullshit. Peter Harvey, Attorney General of New Jersey, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very special someone. A very special someone. Asshole of the Week is from Philadelphia, Reverend Herbert H. Lusk, pastor of the Greater Exodus Baptist Church, friend of corrupt Philadelphia Mayor John Street, endorser of Bush as a representative of his community, and Ho, who recently received a $1 million faith-based grant, as well as the recipient of some of the aid services money, despite the fact that he is women hostile and homophobic and a sex negative and ignorant of the disease itself. Reverend Herbert H. Lusk, you are Asshole of the Week. Heard enough of those fart sounds. You heard Supa Clean doing One Big Texas. The Dildo Brothers did Maria Mita Katrina. Israelvis did SOS. Paul Kantner with Jefferson Starship did The Baby Tree for Madison, Sister Pamela's newborn baby. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel from Alternative Tentacles Records, alternativetentacles.com, and started off from Sesame Street Fever, 1978. The track was trash. This is Reverend Book Burn Show. The Reverend is in. Tonight was the George W. Bush unbirthday special. Next week is part two of the Reagan anti-memorial. And we'll cover all the stuff we ran out of time for. And I'm going to play one last track and get out of here. Ecclesiastes is next at Radio Volta. Next week we'll talk about the draft and how to become a resource person for others to avoid the draft. All kinds of plugs. We'll talk about stem cell research. The Reverend will catch up on the playlist. And we'll talk about the theater show of Puppetry of the Penis from puppetryofthepenis.com. All right, we'll do our thank yous and play one last song, and then the other shows will begin. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's unbirthday special. Thank you. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Father Oblivion, Ed Gold, Canadian Bookburner, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, Cindy Wildflower Desire, Everlasting Godstopper, Lobo Red, Lady Pixan, Sister Anne from the professional world, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Jersey Red, Annie Red, no relation, Holy Bloody Mary, Louisa, Justin Zv, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Katie, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady, Dr. Susie, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, from PaulKrasner.com, Pro-Choice League, all clinic defenders.
So that I don't succumb to the brainwashing techniques of religious fundamentalists, my daddy hired the infidel guy to be my personal tutor. Listen to the infidel guy on Atheist Network Radio.
Radio that rocks your rational mind. Subscribe today to InfidelGuy.com.